Hi, you are listening to Last Week Today with your host, Nicole. This is a weekly podcast where we talk about all the funding activity from across the African continent tracked by the GFA research team. I have selected about 5 startups that received funding last week, and we will discuss the amount, the location, and the business itself. Let's not waste too much time and talk about the first business. First up, we have Gambia's Union 54, and they secured $3 million in funding round for its card issuing API. Union 54, the first Zambian startup backed by Y Combinator, they received this seed round 2 months after graduating from Y Combinator's summer batch. Just a recap for those that don't know, Y Combinator is an American tech startup accelerator launched in March of 2005. It has been used to launch more than 3,000 companies, including Airbnb, DoorDash, Coinbase, Instacart, and so many other companies. As of January 2021, their top companies are valued at over $300 billion. Y Combinator interviews and selects 2 or more batches of companies per year. Those companies that are selected received seed money, advice, and connections in exchange for 7% equity of their company. The program will allow founders and investors to link up and to discuss. Y Combinator acceptance rate is way below 3%. And let's just discuss a little bit about Union 54. The co-founders are Persus Mlambo, Alexandra Martin, and they started Union 54 this year as a spin-off from their previous company, which was Zazu, a challenger bank they launched 6 years ago. Union 54 is an API that allows African software companies to issue and manage their debit cards without needing a bank or a third-party processor. Next up, let's go to our number 2 spot. Still in Southern Africa, we have RecoMed, which on record is the largest and fastest growing online healthcare marketplace and booking platform in sub-Saharan Africa. RecoMed secured $1.5 million from Vananu FinTech Fund. Vananu FinTech Fund is an investment vehicle that enables VCP to invest in businesses focused on digital and tech-based solutions. The investment philosophy has been to focus on pre-Series A and Series A rounds, where business models have been proven and also the potential investee company is seeking expansion capital to scale its operations. The fund also looks to co-invest there with established venture capital partners. They have invested in companies such as Snap and Save, Imani, LifeQ, and many other tech companies. The platform, RecoMed, is one of the earliest adapters of telehealth in Africa, launching years before the advent of the COVID-19 pandemic, when the need for such platforms became more evident. However, if you notice, they were actually kind of late to the fundraising game, and they have barely raised their counterparts locally and globally. RecoMed, in a nutshell, is a health tech platform, as we talked about, and they enable digital patient bookings into healthcare facilities around South Africa, driving new business for health tech providers. RecoMed's unique combination of industry-wide integrations and experience working with various healthcare provider groups has positioned it as the leader in the healthcare booking market, gaining its enterprise customers, including Discovery, Mediclinic, Dischem, and MediCross. The African health tech sector is, of course, booming, and thanks in part to the increased opportunities presented by COVID-19 pandemic. The number of health tech startups in Africa that have been funded in recent years has increased drastically, and so has the amount of funding. Capital for health tech startups increased from 257% from 2019 to 2020, according to reports and website, an African-based tech startup website. On the number three spot, we have Egyptian B2B marketplace Kuzlo, which secured pre-seed round to scale its operations. And Kuzlo, a B2B marketplace, as we mentioned earlier, connects FMCG small retailers with wholesalers in their area, offering full transparency on product availability and prices. And they have just secured an undisclosed amount from Nama Ventures and its pre-seed fundraising round. Kuzlo was established in March of 2021 by four co-founders, and the main focus of operations in Alexandria, Egypt, is providing its customers with better customer service and gaining their trust in delivery times. Next up on number four spot, we will go to East Africa, Kenya, and we have Twiga, which landed $50 million in a Series C funding round to reportedly scale up their operations. So they got this funding from French fintech called Crediva, and they sponsored $50 million in their Series C round for the company, including other investment companies that also held hands and gave investment. So launched in 2002, Crediva is an evergreen investment company operating worldwide, supporting companies able to scale up and become global best players in their sectors. To make this happen, they believe that the shareholders' timing should match the entrepreneur's vision up to an unlimited amount of time. We're going to zoom in a little bit on Twiga, which intends to expand its service to the remainder of East Africa in the following months, followed by West Africa in 2022. It's also allocating some of the funds to a proof of concept project to cultivate its own fresh produce utilizing precision agriculture and satellite imaging to boost crop yields, with hopes to begin selling the local horticulture commodities across East Africa in February of 2022. Last not least, on our number five spot, we have Nigerian EdTech startup, which is Semicolon Africa, which raised $1.2 million in a seed round. Semicolon Africa is an EdTech firm that trains software engineers and also techpreneurs to create jobs and economic possibilities in Africa. According to their CEO and founder, Sam Emmanuel, he said that everybody does not have to become a software engineer, but everyone does need to learn how to tech-enable their firm in any field, because technology is a critical enabler in addressing Africa's problems. So congratulations to all of the companies mentioned above. That's it from me. Have a good week ahead and goodbye.